Falls the Shadow by William Lashner. Read by Jason Collins. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Unlike the rest of you, I cheerfully admit to my own utter selfishness. I am self-made, self-absorbed, self-serving, self-referential, even self-deprecating, in a charming sort of way. In short, I am all the selves except selfless. Yet every so often I run across a force of nature that shakes my sublime self-centeredness to its very roots, something that tears through the landscape like a tornado, leaving nothing but ruin and re-examination in its wake. Something like Bob. Take, for example, the strange happenings one night when I brought Bob to a bar called Chaucer's. Chaucer's was strictly a neighborhood joint, prosaic as they come, except for the name. The narrow corner bar had rock posters glued to the walls, Rolling Rock on tap, a jukebox stocked with Jim Morrison and Ella Fitzgerald. It was the kind of bar where you drank when you weren't in the mood to put on a nicer pair of shoes. "My, what a colorful establishment," said Bob as we stepped inside. "It's just a bar," I said.
"Oh, it's more than that, Victor. A bar is never just a bar. It is like a watering hole on some great African plain, where all creatures, great and small, sit by clean blue waters to relax and refresh themselves."
"Don't get out much, do you?"
"Look around. Can't you see the cycle of nature revolving before your very eyes?"
I looked, but there wasn't much cycling to see. A quartet of college kids were laughing in a booth. A mismatched couple was arguing at the bar.